723 Harrisburg Mayor John McPeak. Hey, John, how are you?
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Good. I've been trying the last couple of days. I started with Rex Buddy earlier this week. All the talk about COVID and Thanksgiving dinner to find somebody that called my mom and say I'm not coming over. So I'm going to ask you to do that for me.
I see her almost every day drive by my house, so right. I'll stop her and tell her.
Yeah, she'll appreciate that.
You know, I was thinking this morning, I've talked to you four times. This will be the fourth time I've talked to you this year in 2020. And the first time was probably before March, and we were talking about all the good things that are going on in Harrisburg. And these last three times has just been, you know, about COVID and about how it started off in March and April and May, and now it's June, July, August, September, and October. Here it is. It's the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, and Saline County has been experiencing that. I was looking over the numbers, in particular deaths in your county.
It's really bad right now, and I really don't, you know, I know the governor's trying to blame everything on the mayors and city councils and county boards and state's attorneys to enforce these rules, but, you know, people just will not stop doing what they're doing, and they got to wear the mask. They have to wear the mask.
All right, let's take a look at this from an academic standpoint, John. You say, look, okay, we need a mask mandate, and you go to the city council. It's imagine this being any mayor in Southern Illinois, and you go to the city council. Would they vote for a mask mandate in your town? In your opinion?
I think they would.
Really? Good.
Yep, I really do.
Are you going to ask for it?
I think if the numbers continue to go up like they're going up, I think we'll have to address it and do something, yes, because, you know, whether or not they're all going to wear them, Tom, but at least we have the mandate. At least it shows we're trying to stop this thing from rising.
So when it comes to this, what number would have to be achieved before you would call the city council together and say, look, let's get this done in Saline County? Because there's a lot of reasons why. When you look at your position, you've got a hospital, right? One of two, the other one being in El Dorado, and then the rest of southeastern Illinois is a medical desert. You were also a shopping hub for an entire region as well.
That's exactly right. And you know, we have so many people that come to Harrisburg from, you know, Gallatin, Pope, Hardin, and Saline, or White County. Like I've always told you, we attract all those people to shop in Harrisburg. And, you know, on a good day, there's people everywhere in Harrisburg. On the bypass, we have 15,000 cars a day that go by that bypass.
Yeah. There's two items that I think are interesting from your point of view, John. All right. Now, a lot of other people go out politics. They make decisions. They may not understand or completely feel the ramifications of it. But you run a restaurant. You know what effect it has on that business. You count on that for your survival as well. You realize the impact these decisions have on somebody that owns a small restaurant.
Tom, I will tell you this. Since I was 14 years old, I started working at the barbecue barn for Mike Turner, and I've been in the restaurant business since I was 14, and I have never seen it this bad before. The mental fatigue that is taken on owners, managers, and employees knowing that these employees that are not making tips, that rely on those tips, you know, that extra 150 bucks they get a week, some of them maybe even more. That may make a car payment, it may make a house payment, an apartment payment, then they are not getting that now. And Tom, I don't see that coming back for the rest until the end of this year, especially with some of the warnings and threats that we heard yesterday.
Right. They had a lot of impact. You've been talking to other mayors about this very same problem, too, and wondering what can be done, what you can and the other mayors can do to help support their communities.
I have, and, you know, we're all kind of just like, what do we do? All the mayors, our hands are tied. You know, we're not getting any financial help from the state down here. You know, we are getting our sales tax, and we're getting our gaming money, and which is, I don't understand how you can gamble and not go into a bar and drink a beer or come into a restaurant and eat, but you can gamble. That just to me is just crazy and just confusing. And I don't know. Tom, this is a this is a hard time for the rest of the food service industry, except for if you're a fast food with a drive-thru, you're doing great.
Right. Now, you talked about something a couple of moments ago that I think a lot of people hesitate to talk about, and that's the pressure that you're seeing. I think it got ratcheted up a week ago this coming Sunday. Correct me if I'm wrong, John, when you were on the phone with and I think unless you listen to some of our interviews very closely this week, you may have missed the point that the head of the Illinois State Police was on that phone call with the Department of Public Health and Southern Illinois mayors about this Tier 2 mitigation and that it was coming. But why was the state police there? Enforcement, something that there's a lot of pressure on you and other mayors and departments of public health to achieve, make people do this, and that's hard.
When I was on that phone call on Sunday, I got the impression from the Illinois State Police director, there was really, you know, I don't think they're enforcing anything right now, Tom.
I don't know the answer to that. I think that some local police have been enforcing in some locations, but I haven't seen anybody get a ticket that I'm aware of. I'm pretty sure there's something out there, but I just haven't been told.
I haven't heard of anybody getting ticketed yet, but I do know that, you know, I really believe, though, that these people, if these restaurants that are not paying attention to the orders that the governor is passing down, come next year, if, you know, he may try to do something crazy with them and not give them a liquor license or, you know, take their food service sanitation license away from them. And I don't know if that'll happen then. And if he did do that, they would have to go to court and, you know, that'd just be awful. But I just feel there's no enforcement for what the governor keeps pushing down on us down here. And I just, you know, but people have got to wear the mask and social distance away from each other. And I hopefully to God these numbers start going down real soon.
I've talked to other mayors that say they don't have the votes on their city council. They believe they do not have the votes to achieve a mask mandate for their communities, which is, you know, one of the ways that would happen.
Yeah. And I really don't know what our council would do, but I think they would go along with it because they all understand the importance of us getting back to a normal life in Harrisburg.
Just reading one of the texts coming in about what you and I are talking about this morning, and this is somebody from Heron right now saying, I'm not canceling our Thanksgiving. It's our biggest family get-together each year. It says, I'm really getting tired of these so-called leaders in Illinois. People saying, look, I'm going to go ahead and do my celebration. So right there is an example. And we got another person that says right here, take Pritzker to court. He'll lose in Supreme Court. No enforcement because it's unconstitutional. Mask mandates are silly. So I said a lot of different opinions on this, but enforcement is something we're going to be seeing more of. Here's my concern right now, and I would imagine yours too, because the clock is ticking on Tier 2 mitigation. The 25th of November will mark 2 weeks, and if we don't see this number go down, that's Tier 3. That would be the Saturday after Black Friday, hypothetically, the way I have it mapped out, 3 days of consideration saying this is going to happen as they've done historically, so to speak, and what that would represent for not only restaurants, but shopping for Christmas and the revenue base for entire communities.
Yeah, and after you heard what the governor said yesterday, sounds like to me he may do something before the 25th.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like that call, that texture you had from Heron, I agree with them that, you know, Thanksgiving is a time for people to be together, and you don't want to be home alone on Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving is a day when you want to be with your family, and hopefully the weather will be nice that day. You'll be able to be outside a little bit. And if you do have family gatherings, you know, I think most families take precautions. They understand how they don't want to get the mother sick, grandma sick, grandpa sick. I really believe people in Southern Illinois do, when they're around their families, I think they do take precautions. I really do. Yeah. I know we do.
Well, and here's an example from Ron V. of Carbondale, who says, I live in Carbondale. I get out and about in town. I rarely see someone not wearing a mask when they're supposed to. I don't see this big group of folks that aren't wearing masks. And I think that, thanks for the note this morning, Ron. So you just get an idea of what we're looking at here and the varying opinions. John McPeak, Harrisburg Mayor. John, final notes for your community, your thoughts as you continue to face this as a mayor and a business person. Would you wrap us up today with your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, Tom, this whole thing, it's not political. It's not Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent. This is about the health and safety of our community. And I just want the Harrisburg to stay safe, and let's see our community return to a sense of normalcy as soon as possible. We're all in this together. All I ask Harrisburg is to step up and mask up.